Welcome to the show. St. John's University, WSG Radio, Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max. Winnie SM is here in the building, the first of the independent artist series that I asked everyone to tag me at the end of January. And we had to set it off right. We had to set it off with an MC, someone that understands the game, someone that's trying to change the way the game is right now. And yeah, we're going to get into all of it today. Everything, your newest project, Antisocial Volume 2. You understand it all.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I would like to share that with you guys, you know, definitely, because I really put all my soul into it, you know, within the right thing and putting the right type of choices in type of that circumstance, you know?
Yeah. So let's start off from the beginning, man. Tell me about your influences in rap and why this was your path in life.
So this is where it all started from, and confession, I'm going to be real, real honest with you. When I was, 9 years old, I was playing an instrument. I'm going to be honest with you. This is no sugarcoat. This is all true.
Yeah.
But with activity-wise, since I was young, it's like an on-and-off process I was doing. It's just like I was trying to have fun at the same time. And again, not that type of time exposure as well, you know?
Yeah.
Like, balance within. So it's like, if I wasn't going to school, then I was just like at an activity. If I wasn't at an activity, then I was home or I was with my friends outside. I was, you know, I was always like moving around. So just like activity wise, it was just on and off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But overall, as the older I got, you know, I took it serious at 15 years old. But at 13, I started freestyling and was practicing. And I noticed something about me that, all right, if I have so much stuff built up inside of me, why not, like, take it out on a piece of paper and a pen? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I noticed, like, yo, like, I'm really good at, like, throwing shades. I was like, yo, we put certain things together and put two and two, you know? So overall, I could also say this. It just started, yeah, like, I did, like, another freestyle at 15. And then from there, it got low-key views. Mm-hmm. But they noticed that, like, yo, I'm young, so I'm trying to start off. And then as the older I was getting, like 17, that's when I caught like a little buzz, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just like, people already knew who I was, but it's like, yo, he really changed up his flow. He really did his thing. And then from there, I started studying it more and more and learning about like where hip hop started, how did it change and what type of that it carried in, you know?
Yeah.
And who represents like the area where I'm from, because you know I'm from New York, so it's just like,
in Queens, where Nas and LL Cool J and all the legends came out of, which a lot of people don't care to know anymore, which is horrible. And I think that's why we're in the state of rap we are right now, and we got big problems in New York. But hey, we do. We have some great MCs, though. I think I always say I think Dave East and Conway the Machine are the best in New York right now.
They're really just
keeping it real with the lyrics. Dave East can do it over the trap beats. Conway can do it over the trap beats. It's all about keeping it lyrical.
Joey Badass, too.
Joey Badass from Brooklyn, 100%.
Definitely.
That's how it is. There's something that's interesting with you is, why do you think that other people, especially your age, don't realize why it's important to keep that hip-hop alive and just to follow this trend that you hear on the radio? Because what you hear on the radio isn't rap.
Nah. Mm-mm, because I'm gonna be honest with you, late night sometimes on Hot 97, I would get a slot by Rosenberg, and Rosenberg would really like spin some of my songs, and without even me noticing it, it's like people would send me these clips, like, yo, this is you right there, this and that, and the third, and
that's fire,
like, wow. And then it would be late at night, it wouldn't be like out in the open streaming, or it wouldn't be like as matched up as I would want it to be in daytime, where that type of exposure, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Trust me, man, I've had my conversations about these guys in those buildings, because they have the power, they just don't do it. Because there's a way you can play, you can still give exposure to the other side of hip-hop.
Always a way.
That's why when people are like, oh, payola, don't give me that crap. You're a well-known name in the industry. You're up there for a reason. Do something. Especially Flex. Don't have some mumble rap guy come in there freestyle and call that a freestyle.
You know what I could say, too, and to really be honest, like, it really changed. Everything really changed, because it's like now everything is really washed up, because in one circumstance and in one area, it's just like, I say this all the time, like, you know, and it's annoying for even me to say it, too. Like, I say, like, I hate this era so much. It's like, yo, they really forgetting, like, where did hip hop start? Even like kids my age, it's like they really brainwashed. I'm like,
it started with Pop Smoke, and it didn't, and all these other people out here.
It didn't really start with Pop, to be honest. To really keep it stacked with you, it really didn't before him. Because if you think about it, like artists down south, they would have a certain flow. You know how New Yorkers are, but New Yorkers don't really support one another. So it's like they would dick ride another state or another style and bring it home and then fuck the image up. But you already know the legends that I will always have in my corner, because in my corner is different. Like my top five for the all ever is Hove, Biggie, Nas, Jadakiss, and Busta Rhymes. Now who I listen to is J. Cole, Dave East, Kendrick Lamar, Joey Badass, and Flip Never.
Yeah.
Even I smoke a lot of food. Look at the ashtray right here. You see, like,
oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
Like the legends right in there.
Like just to show you, like, this shit is on me. Like, I already know my roots. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. it's a shame that no one goes back and does their research like you do.
They don't. And hip hop started in the Bronx. You see that? Yeah. Some of these niggas don't even know that it started in the Bronx. You know, sorry for my profanity. You know, this is professional, you know?
Hey, keep it real. That's what's important. A lot of these kids can't keep it real. They're brainwashed. They do whatever the next man's doing next to them. They see something going off on Instagram. So they also want that clout. They want that recognition. So what do? I go and do the same thing.
You know what's the biggest problem in today's time? I could say is this. This messed up a lot of, but not only technology in general, because I could say it messed up a lot. It messed up a lot of people. I'm not even going to lie to you. So, you know, so it's just like, what can you do? You just got to keep it real with yourself. You can't keep it real with yourself. You can't keep it real with nobody. So.
Now, I've also seen you in the I've seen the pictures. I've seen you in the buildings at Hot 97. This is 50. You're getting into these buildings. Are they inviting you up, or you're able to just force your way in? Because I think that's an interesting way for artists like you to get in there and dictate, you know, we should change the culture back to real New York.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You see what it is? It's like, especially now, it's hard for, like, local artists like me, especially to like, really get in these, like, type of buildings in a way where, okay, like, I would know somebody through someone. That's number one.
Yeah.
That's most importantly, and I would use that to my advantage. Like, all right, you see that I'm working hard, DC, and whenever they would have some type of networking event that's going on and stuff, and it's just like, yo, all right, when you come through, introduce yourself. And it's like, when I introduce myself, you know, promote myself, network, that's all that's important. Just network, network, network. Yeah. It's just like, yo, he's really dope. And the crazy part is I'm verified on all platforms, like every single thing. I don't know if you know, like I even got my own verified badge on Genius.
Yeah.
But local artists, you know, that have, it's a lot of them, but it's like where I'm from, just to show you, they throw each other down, but they don't really know the business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a whole bunch of, like, nonsense, you know, and it's just, it's sad, too. So it's just like, I just do research on my own, you know. It's just, if no one is not going to give it to you, which is true, no one is going to give it to you, you got to want it. You know, you just got to be on foot, you know, on your spare time, do research, how to get in these places, how to, you know, meet someone, and then to come to find out God is so good. It's just like, yo, you know, I just merged my way through, you know?
Yeah. You found your own way, and the more you keep pushing, you're going to get into these buildings. And I know when I get into one of these buildings, you're not going to hear that garbage as much. I know they're going to make you, you know, you just play these records, but doesn't anyone at one of these corporations want to stand out from the rest? That's the thing. You want to just keep up there playing the garbage and not doing anything for the hip hop culture.
And, you know what it is about the music business from what I learned too over the years, it's as the old I was getting, it matters about exposure, but it don't really, it's a business, you know?
Yeah.
And it's especially now, since it's a little watch now in a way, because don't get me wrong, it's always a good side to it, and it's always a bad side. It's just not always bad sides towards that circumstance, you know? So it's just like, if this matters to them, then I guess they'll do whatever it takes to, like, rotate it and invest it and boom, get back 10 times or even more. See that?
Something I don't understand with people your age is that they don't think that what you do and what all these real rappers do is lit. They're like, oh, you can't dance to it. Well, what were they doing in the 90s then? They were dancing to it. They were partying to it. So,
I mean, everybody was not in there.
Yeah,
like to boom bap or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Because everything starts from somewhere. Just because they see all the flashiness and this and that and Ray 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 on, especially on the media, it's just like, hey, like this ever watch. It was like, what can you do, you know?
I think there's a way to really get it back. I do. It's just that these corporations, they're making it difficult for artists like you to stand out. And, you know, you see it. You see it, which thank God for people like Joey Badass and Dave East to break that trend to the point where people see, oh, he can really rap. Because you got others out here like A Boogie. That's not New York. That's Atlanta.
Now, I could say, what about, all right, fair enough, but he's more of a singing type of person.
Yeah.
Because you got singers that come from New York too, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Not only rappers too, you know? I could say his partner Don Ju is about it, like
yeah.
you would mention, but he don't get the much recognition as A Boogie, because if you think about it, it's like Batman and Robin, who everybody knows is first Batman, right?
Yeah.
And Robin second, so that's how I look at it, so you know.
Don Q can really rap.
He can.
A Boogie, it's just when they're calling him the king of New York, we got a problem. That's not, I don't think he should be labeled the king.
I could say the real king of New York is the B.I.G. You watch the documentary or no?
Yeah, I think B.I.G. can still be labeled that just for what he did. Because we're still talking about the 90s artists today.
I could say he's the real king. I mean, but in today's time period, it's like, everyone is fighting for the throne. Because if y'all gonna fight for it and not really take turns, but time by time, you know, it's just like, yo, like nobody really think like rationally anymore. So it's just like, yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah, I can hear you listening to Dave right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's that, Karma 3?
Oh, Karma 3.
Yeah.
This is my favorite song, actually, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah, he's got a song on there, Mary J. Blige. Yeah, that album's good. Yeah, Dave's definitely. Doing
But Dave's you see, even Dave East, he don't even get the recognition, too. See that?
Yeah, he doesn't.
It's like, it's sad, too. So it's just like, I don't know, man. At this point, whatever you do, just keep going. You laugh it. That's what I always tell myself, because if, all right, 500 out of that one didn't support you, I don't mean to stop, because you have people on the other side of the world that's willing to fuck with you and willing to like help you out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's just my mindset. You just gotta think outside the box sometimes in order to get that type of exposure that you want. So that's just my mindset.
Davies is someone that's been able to transcend the kind of the trap and the real hip hop, because he can do both. He can do boom bap and he can do the trap, and he doesn't get enough credit for it. I remember when I had him on my show, when I got him into the station for an interview last year for Survival, I was calling him the king of New York. I called him right there.
He can get a pass. He can definitely him. He is.
Yeah, I said he was the king of New York. People are like, oh, that's just a joke. A Boogie's the king. People just don't understand. They don't. I don't know if they just don't have the same ears as we do. I don't know what it is, man. I really don't. I don't know what these kids hear and this new stuff that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I could say
both sides to it. You have people that got different tastes.
Yeah.
They get tired of hearing the same thing. That's number one. Number two, you have chicken heads that be clucking, meaning like, yo, they follow one another. And you know the term that I just used, like,
yeah.
If one apple rots in the room, the rest is going to spoil as well around it. If you think about it, it's a lot of ignorance in the air, to the point where they let the mumble rap get to them, and it's just like, oh, it's the new style. Da, 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 da. What the fuck are you saying? Like,
yeah.
Like, what are you saying? You know, that's just my motive. It's just like, I just wish I wasn't born in this in 2000. Millennials now, you know. My age group and younger and a little older, you know, we tend to call it soft, because, yeah, I guess they call it the snowflake generation. So.
Oh, trust me, I know it is. Please. I mean, these kids don't know anything about the roots and the classics and the legends, and at least you do. But I'd say hip hop really took a turn for the worst after 2005. Because that's like the 50 era. After the 50 era, it went downhill. Then you started seeing something with Joey Badass, Kendrick, and J. Cole. And then it went down again.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
like 2015, 2016, as soon as Migos and all these other guys start really popping off, that's when things really took a turn for the worst. That's when things really took a turn.
I mean, yeah, it's just like, you know, it's especially out here too now, it's real complicated too, you know?
That's right. You're exactly right, man. Let's get into the new project. Tell me what was really the inspiration behind this one.
The inspiration behind Antisocial Volume 2, Confession. I went through a hard time in 2019. You know, really a hard time, especially it was my senior year of high school too, you know. I like to talk about this because it gives me more motivation, you know, like, that was just, you know, it was just like so many incidents happening here and there to a point where it's just like, damn, like, yo, like, I'm really messed up. You know, after, in 2020, you know, rest in peace, R.P. Javon, that's my godbrother, you know, after he died.
My condolences.
Like, you know, I just went off. It's just like, now I got it, like, deep in my zone. Since I've just been just writing, starting just. I'm deciding to come out with Antisocial Volume 2 officially and put everything, because I was supposed to drop it in 2019, but due to like everything that was chaotic and I was getting situations left to right, and you know, I wasn't focused, I wasn't really in the right state of mind, so it's just like, it hurts to like say that too, because it's like, especially the environment where I come from, people saw that what I was doing with myself, and you know, once you went up, because you know, this is New York City, you know, you have haters everywhere, you know.
Yeah.
But the fact that I'm the richest city, but the poorest part, anybody would do anything to take that particular thing away from me. Like, it's an envious thing, envious type of mindset where, all right, if I can't have it, you can't have it. And it sucks out here, too, you know?
So it does.
Oh, what inspired me the most too is just like I was listening to like music, soul music as well, especially a lot of J. Cole, a mixture of Davies and a little mixture of Boogie, Fiasco, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
Oh yeah, and a little mixture of Joe. Yeah, I could say Joe, and then you know from there I would just watch like interviews and hip hop. I was starting. It's just like, yo, if I could bring my type of style, which is like the old era and now, and they have a mixture of it, people would like grasp to it, you know?
Mm.
So I was just like, nah, like I gotta do this. But my favorite song off the album too is Don't Fall in Love,
mm-hmm.
Senior Year 2019, and Failed as a Child. You know? So I just three favorite ones.
Okay. Will you bring back the storytelling? You know, we don't get that in hip hop anymore, and those records hardly get radio play, which I don't understand because life isn't a party all the time.
It's not.
So these tracks that you're hearing on the radio, people don't relate to that. People got to start playing the tracks that relate to people and understand who a person is. And, you know, that's something that the DJs fail to do, but here I am doing that. So you got to make sure you get the voices out there that need the exposure, the independent artists out there that need that help, who can really break through the system right now. And I want to get into your networking abilities. Is there any artists that you're looking to network with?
Yes. Matter of fact, his song is playing right now. This is my big bro, Iman Nunes. He's from Dante's.
Mm-hmm.
And he's real. He's in the loop for real. I can say he's higher than me in the underground world in a way, because I can say Iman, like, he can spit his ass off, and I met him at the station as well.
Yeah.
I met him there, you know, me and him became close like this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, yo, I noticed, like, this man could really be my older brother. There's so much shit that he's saying, I could really relate to, like, every day. I even every day, like, ever since this whole quarantine, to really keep it a snap, and keep it all bumping is him. Just him, like, you know, he's 25 now. You know, his birthday just passed. He get a chance to listen to him. Like, I could say he's the only person I could really network with,
mm-hmm.
and really like help gain exposure with as well. So it's just like, you know, he's on a mission and I'm on my own. So it's just like, you know, if me and him become together, doing it, boom, like we could really like make something happen. You know? That's all. It's all in the mind, you know.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a name. You probably know who he is, a legend. DJ K-Slay, he's someone you should get in touch with because he gives recognition to a lot of artists, and he'll give you a spot on his radio show for you to come up and introduce yourself, and he'll play your records.
Oh, yeah, DJ K. I heard of him. Speaking of him, when I was watching a documentary yesterday, I saw him. He's familiar with people around where I'm from, so definitely.
Yeah, that's someone you should connect with because he cares. He actually cares.
He do. Like, I see his page. I see his quotes sometimes, his quotes and everything.
Yeah, that's the DJs we need to put on the pedestal. I don't know about these young kids that are out here DJing right now because they're just going to play whatever's popping, going on in the city, popping in the, on the charts. And, you know, DJing isn't all about that. It's about breaking artists out. People forget
that's
about
true. That. That's so true. That is so, yeah, that is true. You're not lying. You know how I know you're not lying? Because from what I know in the business as well, too, you got to have at least 3 DJs in your corner. So, like, just in case, you know, anything will pop off, you know? But not only, as you see, like, I met 3 DJs before, like, 2 from Hot 97 and 1 from This Is 50, DJ Thorough.
Yep.
Nah, he's a legend. Thorough's a legend.
Yeah, he is. He's done a lot of interviews. He's done a lot of interviews. Besides Rosenberg, who is someone else that you met at Hot 97 for the other DJ?
DJ Enough.
Okay, he's been on one of my show. I told him how I felt before.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I told him, what did I tell him? Because it was when Old Town Road was popping off, and I said, do you really like this song? Like, tell me, why are you playing it, the newer 2, constantly? And he's like, you know, you just got to play it. And I tried explaining to him how I feel about the game. I asked him personally, even on the air, how do you feel about how the game has changed? You came up, you DJing for Biggie, came up in that real era where lyrics matter.
Yeah, he did.
And he was just like, it breaks my heart. And he explained how the this whole thing that's going on right now is a machine. So what's really happening here is that you're going to get the independent artists and the people who are going against the machine. Eventually, that machine's going to break after a while. All these record labels, because what you're seeing with social media is that you can make money off of being independent.
You can, right? But I could say it's low key hard because
it is hard.
It really is because, for example, you could tag 100 people that you know to hear your stuff. Out of that 100, it would be like a 3 or 2. And then on the charts, you will see people listen to it, and it low-key hurts. But once I've been in this music marketing program a couple months now, you know, I've been getting a little bit of exposure.
Yeah.
And, you know, thanks to God, it's really good, man. It's like, yo, like, the world needs to know who I am and where I come from. But my resume is good. The only thing is, I just need business. Definitely this way.
I saw a couple of visuals on your YouTube. You had some numbers on there. So if you get the visuals going, that's the thing, man. I'm going to give you some advice. And
I want
you to run with it as far as being independent right now. I want you to start looking at these smaller artists that work with these big artists like Dave East and Joey Badass. Start scoping them out and try networking with them, because if you get good with them, you'll eventually work your way to the top to get on the records with Joey and stuff like that.
Definitely.
That's the most important advice I can give you as far as an artist that wants to break through and do what you want and get that exposure. You can do it on your own way, but as soon as you have someone in Joey's camp, say as an example, vouching for you, that's when it's go time.
Because
now you're really going to get that spotlight.
It's all in work ethic time and God's time too, you know? Because you just got to trust the process, you know? Never rush nothing, never. Because with me, I would never thought I would be in, like, certain positions or certain high platforms.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, no, like, it would just come unexpected like that, you know? So,
have you been on any shows to freestyle yet?
I've been on any show. I performed at SAB's when I was young. Like 19, so I soon turn 21 like in the next couple weeks.
Oh yeah, happy early birthday!
Month. Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah. You know, this is my birthday month. I'm an Aries. I'm not a Pisces. You know?
Yeah.
I performed at SOBs before. I performed at Blackthorn before as well, and I performed at another place in Manhattan as well. Mm-hmm. That's by 41st Street. You know, I only had 3 performances, and I wasn't really, because as I was coming up to. Like young, I wasn't really like networking with, like, you feel me, like the right people. It's just I was doing it through social media, and the social media real era around me was like 2016 to 2018 until when things started dying out. Know, I already knew, like, all right, cool, I gotta pick up it. Like, you feel me, like, not no more fucking around at all. Like, so it just keep going.
I'm glad to hear that you had the opportunity to perform at SOBs. How was that experience for you? Because I know a few artists who have performed there. That's a legendary spot. I know
Yunes have had
events there with Capone and Noriega for sneaker signings. It's really a legendary place for hip-hop artists.
Definitely.
Yeah. How was your experience, though, performing there?
I like it, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I like it. You know, it's a good environment. And one thing I noticed too, you got no choice but to support all artists. Like, you know, because they're not trying to, it looks like that's where legends is made. So since, like, the new era now, whenever, like, they would perform there, or, like, people in my age, they tend not to network and think as if, you know, their ego is bigger than everyone else's in their mind. Because one thing I can say with us, especially now, we let the smallest shit get to us, you know, and it's the truth, and it's sad, and it's just like, if somebody don't mess with your shit, it's just like, is there problems need to be started in that circumstance? No, problems don't have to be started, you know? If nobody doesn't have a taste of your stuff, then, you know, so be it. So if the whole world is fucking with you, why care about one person saying, like, fuck me? Like, especially now, too, like, because I really don't care, like, at this point, you know, fucks with me. All right, I appreciate it. Whoever don't, yo, shut your ears and just keep walking.
And that's how you gotta be, especially in the social media era. A lot of it gets to people's heads. You know, there's times where, yeah, I just log off for a couple of days, and you know, I'll put my post up, and I'll just get right off the platform because I'm not gonna deal with that. But you said you were gonna be dropping Antisocial Volume 2 in 2019. You told the story already. What do you have planned for 2021?
2021, I'm definitely, I want to get 3 visuals done, at least. 3 visuals done. I have another album coming out called Time Is Running Out.
Yeah.
And that album, I'm going to give you a little snippet and a preview from me. So the time is running out, meaning, like, yo, I should have done the things I wanted to do, imaginary-wise and physical-wise as well. You know, that I should have done, but I'm doing that now. So it's just like, I'm getting older now. Time is running out, you know?
Yeah.
So that's my next album. Yeah, time is running out.
Yeah. Just make sure you stick to those goals, because when you start achieving those goals, you're getting to the path where you want to be. You're getting to that spot. You got to get the visuals down. As you said, like I told you, I gave you that advice. Make sure you start networking with those artists, for those big artists that you really want to start working with, because you work with those smaller artists that they work with. They're going to see you, and who knows how you could take off from there. I got a question for you, because you're from Queens, you live in Brooklyn, so are you a Knicks or a Nets fan?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't want to say it like this, but if you're from New York, you don't really support the Knicks. You know how it go. Like,
yeah.
I've been to a couple of Knicks games. I'm not even going to lie. But they lose every year.
Yeah, they lose every year. This is the first year since 2013 they're doing good.
I mean, that's true, but this is like, we always supported teams on the outside, but basketball got boring. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just, because basketball is really not my sport, but I like the Nets, though. I'm not going to lie.
You like the Nets?
Dame Toddy from OKC from before now, and they have former KD, but I was a little upset with Kevin Durant, because I don't know if you saw, like, 2 years ago or 3, like, he left Westbrook on the OKC by himself.
Oh, and then he went to Golden State,
yeah. And then as to come to think of it, people were telling me, like, yo, when it's not brotherhood, it's a business, but it's just like, yo, if they're rocking together, then you don't just, because Westbrook was mad. It had to be personal. You
know? Yeah.
A person didn't just get mad because they brother, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know what you mean. I'm not a KD fan at all. I think he's a cupcake, what everyone was calling him in Golden State. I'm not a big fan of KD at all. I'm a Knicks fan first and foremost, so I'm not a big Nets fan. But yeah, KD is – he's not one of my favorite players. You said you're not a basketball guy, so what's your sport?
So it's martial arts and boxing.
Oh, boxing?
Yeah, I love boxing.
You were tuned into the Roy Jones Mike Tyson fight?
That shit was a joke. Yeah. To be honest with you, I like Mike Tyson when he was my age and or younger. His prime, that man was dangerous.
Yeah,
I can say that man was dangerous because I could also say he's especially like you know what messed him up too is like you know he went to jail and
yeah.
I guess from there he got himself together. I could say you know. Not as like many people would do, but I like Pacquiao as well. My favorite now is Ryan Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
I like who else was? I like Mayweather too. I like Julio Arce. Like people that I'm named after, like big headline people. They like UFC fighters. Julio Arce, Alistair Cervez. I like McGregor. I like you know those type of guys. You know. Just like on my spare time, I watch like those people, and I just watch things that's like gonna keep me occupied, or like for the future, or for the outside world, like for preparation. Like where if you gotta be one step ahead of your enemy, but we live in the era of guns now, because you know niggas my age and younger, they're not fighting one on one anymore. So they're getting hot door, they're shooting you. That's it. So it's just it's sad too.
Yeah,
but definitely boxing. It really helped me express myself because I know that any sport I would play when I was younger, I would just be so upset, you know, due to like you know personal home issues too. Because you know, side note, you know, half my life, you know, I didn't really get along with my parents like that. And it's just like when you're coming from a black family too, and, you know, with too much nonsense and aggravation and animosity and a lot of just hatred being passed on. And unnecessary incidents and a lot of just nonsense overall. It's just like yo, it's really hard for you to really stay like happy, you know.
Yeah.
And I noticed like me hitting the bag, it pressed myself too, you know. And I got to a far stage, especially with boxing and fighting as well too, because I stopped training when I was a junior in high school, and then I low key regret it because it's like. If I was still in the gym and if I was still working and still in the studio more often, then I wouldn't have went through what I went through from what I was told from my coach and other people, you know? And another side note, I still get my black belt in mixed martial arts, so.
That's interesting, though. That's what makes you distinct from everyone. I've never had anyone on my show that said they were in the boxing because usually it's basketball, baseball, football.
Love fighting, bro, because, yo, life can be unfair sometimes. Let me just say that.
Yep.
Life can really be unfair sometimes, and it will be a time where if you're thrown in a pit of fire, you're going to have to crawl back out on your own. I felt that OD, because, you know, yeah, definitely, because it's like, I can say, you know, boxing helps me a lot, especially that's like a therapy, you know, like anytime I'm upset, just hit the back, worked out. Think about your enemy right then, just start violating him.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely, you know, the reason why I love boxing too, and I could get my foot in the door with that, because, you know, last thing before I can let you talk, that's my backup plan. Because I know I'm good at two things.
Boxing? Yeah, that's fire. I haven't interviewed a boxer before, so yeah, that's interesting. Stick with that, though. Stick with that. Everyone likes playing basketball and football. Stick with that, though.
You know, I mean, any sport is good. Think about it. Is it your therapy? You got to think, is it going to help you in the future? Is it going to help you stay in a certain amount of shape when you get old? You see that?
Yeah.
You got to think about stuff like that.
Yeah, that's important, you know, and not everyone is in the boxing anymore, as you said. No, that's something that someone can get into.
We're in the era of guns now, you know, because it's like, you tell some of these cowards to get in the ring, they're not going to. Or if they do, nobody wants to be in battle, so because, you know, we're in an era now where, like, yo, everybody got their phones out. That's the first thing people will take down. That's the phones and seeing the most embarrassment go viral or just recorded the most. Guys get hurt. Nick clap and splat, you're finished. And it's sad to say it, but it's just like, hey, what can you do?
Yeah. You explained your therapy with boxing. How would you say hip-hop is an escape for you?
I could say bumping my favorite artist. Bump my favorite artist, write to different flows and just study. I just watch interviews. I just watch interviews on like old artists and how they came up and, you know, like where they started from, and you know, some was emotional, some was interesting, complicated, and some was just like, wow, I didn't even know like this person had this backstory. Like, you know, some of these artists came from real, real gutter places, and it's like, you know, for them to make it out, if they could do it, I can, you know? And it gives me motivation. So yeah, definitely.
You mentioned a few times in the interview right now that you went back and looked at other artists, older artists, interviews. Who was one story that's of an artist that stand out to you? Do you stay out
the way, but do you love? I can say, I didn't mention him, but Big Pun.
That's a goat.
Yeah, he is, man. You know, I was watching his documentary the other day, and I could say only if Fat Joe could have saved him from just eating so much, because he died over heart failure and obesity, if you know that, you know, because I guess he had an eating problem, and, you know, his son, He even said it in one of the interviews I watched the other day with him and Rosenberg. It was like when he was much a little younger.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he was just like, you know, he never really got a chance to know his father. And it's like, when he said that, it's just like, damn. Like, it really hurts, man, because it's like, you're supposed to be Big Pun's big pun, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, for you, like, to, like, see your pops pass away like that, it's just like, damn. Like, I just said that to myself, you know, and it's just like, it really hurts, though, because it's like, for, like, somebody that really, like, come from that type of environment as well, and you know, and Pun was doing what he had to do too. And yep. He was up there, but it's just that, you know, he passed away at a young age, you know.
Yeah, he passed away with one of the greatest albums of all time, though.
Oh yeah,
Capital Punishment. That album's
crazy.
Yeah,
definitely, definitely. Even with Biggie too, definitely. You know, him growing up in that style. Like, I watched the documentary. You know,
the one that just dropped on Netflix.
Yeah,
I got a story to tell.
The whole thing. Oh yeah, definitely. Who else too? I could say J. Cole, definitely. And he's another statistic that I could say. He worked his ass off. He did.
Yeah, I've heard stories about him.
And he went to St. John.
Yeah, that's right. He's a St. John's guy.
Together, and he from there went on. But anything is possible.
You're exactly right, man. Is there anything else you want to let the audience know about? Anything you got planned coming out? I know you said you're going to be working for 3 visuals this year. You're going to be dropping an album. Anything else? Tell them where they can follow you on Instagram, all that. The floor is yours.
So definitely on all social media, guys, you can find me, Good Vibes Winnie, on Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. I'm just everywhere, you know. Just type me up in on Google, Winnie SM. That's it. And I'm just not signed to anybody.
Yeah.
So it's just like, definitely. So yeah, everywhere. And yeah, you can just follow me on IG and YouTube, Winnie SM. Yeah, definitely. So.
No doubt. Make sure you tune in. Winnie SM, Queens, a true MC, understands the game. Keep doing what you're doing. Stick to your grind. Keep your head up. You'll get to where you want to be. We'll change this thing. Keep sticking to your craft. Don't change up for nothing. You'll get to where you want to be. It all takes is hard work.
Nah, geez, I respect it though, Max. You know, and I enjoyed this interview so much. You know. I needed to, like, you know, get some things off of my shoulder, you know, because I can say, I just hope everything comes in due time. You know, that's all I'm praying for. You know? But it will take some time, you know, and it's as I'm getting older too, you know, everything will fall into place. Yeah, I should be good, you know.
It will, yeah. Just, you know, just stick to it. Just keep sticking to what you're doing every day, and trust me. You'll get to where you want to be, man. It's a grind, but, you know, I've seen a lot of artists, you know, I know some personal artists at St. John's that are getting posted on Worldstar, so and I saw them grind for 3-4 years to get that opportunity, and it'll happen. So I'm gonna leave you to some Dave East. I'm gonna leave you to listen to some Dave East.
This is my playlist on Apple. Oh yeah, and to tell you too, on my Apple Music as well. If you search me up as well, you know, in my category, just straight lyrical music. You know, listed. Just listen. I have a whole '90s category, and I have and I would listen to both, and I just have like mixture. All right, you can have the style of them, but have the mindset and lyrics of yours, because it's all about you. You know, it's all about what things, how you put your craft to it. Don't follow no one, but just, you know, have an inspiration in your bracket. That's one thing, you know.
Yeah, you're 100% right, man. Well said. Listen, man, I want you to take care. Keep sticking to the ground, like I said. Enjoy the rest of your day. We're looking forward to the visuals, and I'm looking forward to seeing you grow as an artist, because I think you can do it.
All right, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Anytime, like I said, man, you got my number, and anytime you want to send some records over, I'll get them played for you.
Oh yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. Like, God is really good. Like, definitely. I guess I have a fourth DJ now, so
yeah.
But is there a quick question? You know, not to go off track. Is there any DJs you work with on campus too?
I'm pretty much the only one. There's a couple other ones, but they're not really serious about what they do, and we've had issues with our DJs. We're really not known for our DJs in our school, so that's pretty much it. But I'm gonna leave you to some Kyrie Chanel and It Was Written. Like I said, I'm looking forward to the upcoming music, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. You know, and I appreciate it. And I enjoyed this interview once again. Like, and if any artist that would like to get out there, you know, just hit my guy up. You know, they'll help you out.
That's
and
a fact.
If you're serious, you're serious. If you're not, then you should do a joke. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's a fact. That's tell him, Winnie. Tell him. All right, man. I'll catch up with you later.
All right, fam. You too.
Yeah.
You safe.